So I thought I would like to read the last paragraph of message 15, because these are intricately related. So the title of the last message in message 15 was The Principle of Resurrection.
Amen.
So again, we say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
As long as we are in the all-inclusive spirit, the experience of the cross is ours, and the reality of the resurrection is within us.
Amen.
There is no need to do anything but take it by living faith.
Amen.
If we see this, we will say, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have the living faith, and we take it and claim it by faith. Then the principles of the cross and of the resurrection will be real to us in the indwelling spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We already have him within.
Amen.
There is no need for us to ask any more, but just to take him and experience him and enjoy him.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we will experience a real growth in life.
Amen.
I can assure you of this.
Amen.
This is a vision which we need to see and take by faith.
Amen.
Amen. So now we move into message 16, which is on the riches of resurrection.
Okay?
So message 15 is on the principle of resurrection, and message 16 is on the riches of resurrection.
Amen.
So get out your Bibles, or get out your phones, which your Bibles exist in, or your iPads, or your Droid version, and turn to Hebrews 8:10, and we're going to read 8:10 and 11. So brothers, if you would read 8:10, and sisters, if you would read 8:11. And if you don't have your Bible, just share with someone next to you. We like to share in the church life.
Amen.
For this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them. And I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me.
Sisters.
And they shall by no means teach his fellow citizens, and each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all will know me, from the little one to the great one among them.
Amen.
And let's all read 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27.
And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him.
Amen.
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 Very good.
I love those verses.
Amen.
So what are the riches of resurrection?
Amen.
Okay, these three verses, technically, these two portions of the word that we just read, show two aspects of the riches of resurrection. Okay. There are actually, according to this chapter, there are five riches of resurrection.
Amen.
The first is the triune God.
Amen.
Okay, so we just sang a hymn, 608, regarding the triune God. Actually, almost every riches, I wish we could sing a song. Because, the riches. This whole morning actually just flows. Then did you just sense that there's a flow this morning?
Amen.
And now we're ending up with the riches. We started with the riches, and we end with the riches.
Amen.
Okay, so the first is the triune God. But it is not the triune God as in the Old Testament, where you have, in a sense, the process of God not complete, where the triune God is separate from man. Mm-hmm. Today, the riches of resurrection, the first aspect is the triune God, and that is the triune God mingled and united in one with his redeemed elect.
Amen.
What a rich
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I think I could just sit down right now. That's enough. But wait, there's more. The second aspect of the riches of resurrection is the divine life.
Amen.
And the hymn that came to me was, it's the life, life, life that makes us want to shout. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The third is the divine nature. And we see this very clearly in 1 Peter. Right? We have the divine nature of God.
Amen.
Now, the last two, and these are two of the portions that we read. We have the law of life, as in Romans 8:2. So in Hebrews 8, is indicated that the law was inscribed into our hearts and minds. Okay, now in the Old Testament, when God gave the law to Moses, right, it was a law. There's no arguing with it. So experientially, you don't need to pray, Esther, as a kid, you know, do I need to honor my parents? Right? Lord, do I need to honor my parents today? It's a law. Right? It's a law. It's like saying to the police officer, I prayed and the Lord gave me permission to go 80. It doesn't work. He says, I'm sorry, you broke the law. There's no argument there. The law of life is a law. Life is a law. The difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament is that this law of life is now inward. God, when he gave the law to Moses, it was very much outward. But it was a sign and a type of the reality of what Christ is to us today in us.
Amen.
Dwelling in us.
Amen.
Okay, so this law is operating in us.
Amen.
The next, as we see in 1 John 2:27, is the anointing. In the Old Testament, you have the law and the prophets. Okay? So the law is this concrete thing that you cannot break or argue with. It's clear as the light shining in. Okay? But if you wanted to know God's immediate and direct move,
right,
you had to go to the prophets.
Right.
So I needed to go to Jeremiah if I wanted to know if I needed to go to Jerusalem or not. So I would go to Jeremiah and say, Jeremiah, is it okay if I go to Jerusalem today? And Jeremiah might say, yes, go today. The Lord says, go today. That was what the prophet's word was. But if I went to Jeremiah the next month and I said, do I need to go to Jerusalem today? Jeremiah might say, no, the Lord is not having you go to Jerusalem today. Okay. So it's distinct from the law because the prophets are speaking about God's immediate need. Okay, so today we have the anointing. So, sisters, do you like to shop? Yes, you all laugh. Right? Some of you may not like to shop. Okay, you're a rarity. But most females on this earth love to shop.
That's right.
Okay. And miles.
I don't know many of them.
That's what he said.
But we like to buy things. So whether you like to go to the department store, sisters, or brothers, you like to go to
Home Depot.
Home Depot or Lowe's. You know, we go along and we want to buy things, right? We're always engaged with the world around us and we want to buy things. Okay? We don't need to say, if I have the feeling to steal, right? There's a law there. Do not steal.
Right.
I don't need to pray, Lord, do I need to steal today? No! There's a law. Don't steal. But if I'm at Home Depot, which I intend to go to very soon, And I need to buy some blinds. And I say, Lord, these are $400 blinds. How do you feel? How do you feel? That's the inward law of life operating. Or I said, no. I said, okay, Lord, here's $200 blinds. How do you feel? No, put it down. Okay. okay, well, Lord, well, my choices are getting slim. You know, so then I go to the $100 blinds. Lord, how do you feel? Pick it up. Okay. Amen. All right, Lord. So what is happening? What is happening in that moment? What is happening is a divine transaction of the real experience of resurrection.
Wow.
So in our normal day, what the Lord is actually after is us to experience him. Here's another hymn, day by day.
Amen.
Right? To experience him.
Amen.
In the reality of resurrection.
Amen.
And that means that we need to have a lot of transactions with the Lord.
Amen.
So if you want the triune God, and you want the divine life, and you want the divine nature to be your experience, it is through the application and experience of the law of life in the anointing. The triune God, the law of, or the triune God, the divine life and the divine nature become our experience through the application of the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
By touching the Lord and the law of life and the sense of the anointing.
Amen.
Oftentimes that is a no. But there is a transaction and resurrection becomes real to you.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord today wants to be resurrection to us.
Amen. Right.
The Lord today wants to be resurrection to us intimately.
Amen.
And that means that throughout our day, we need to have continual transactions with him, asking him, touching him, listening to him, and honoring him.
Amen.
We are no longer saints as believers in the realm of mere outward law. When I put on my tie this morning, actually, I had to ask the Lord, Lord, I don't know if I really want to wear a tie today. And I said, Lord, what about a tie? He said, amen. Okay, praise the Lord. You know? And there was a sense of life. When you speak for me, you must represent me. So there was an authority there of the Lord in my spirit. I didn't want to wear a tie, but the Lord in his living wanted to wear a tie. Resurrection became an experience.
Amen.
I enjoyed the riches of resurrection in that experience.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Saints, I just honestly believe that we sitting here have a lot of experiences in our Christian life.
Oh.
But our experiences, in a sense, in the past are annulled every new day that we wake up. Christ needs to be fresh and new day by day.
Amen.
The riches of resurrection need to be new day by day.
Amen.
This means that we need to touch him day by day.
Amen.
In order to experience this rich God.
Amen.
That's right.
Who is triune, who is the divine life in us, who is the divine nature, who is the law of life, and who is our very anointing, leading us along the way. So those who walk by the Spirit, right, we need to walk by the Spirit to enjoy him and experience him in his riches.
Amen.
Amen.